The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town.
Let All right, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 10th day of June, 2013. Can we have this wrapped up in, let's say, 19 days from my birthday this year? Be a great birthday gift. Ed in Dallas, I'm going to ask you to summarize, sir.
Yes, this is a very damning indictment here against the American Bar Association.
Can you turn down your computer or your radio, whatever's playing in the background?
There's nothing playing on here.
Okay. All right, then go ahead.
I have a dog barking. That's it.
He sounded like he was barking English.
This is a very damning indictment against the American Bar Association, because in the rest of this transcript, even he says that even though we, the people of the Constitution, the we, white male property owner people, as they know it to be, that they were the ones who wrote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he goes on to say that we're going to fix it so that everybody can have the same rights that they had originally. Okay, so what I'm saying here is, at the Civil War, they began to do what Roosevelt did with the Supreme Court. They begin to pack our government with people that the Constitution and the laws did not support as being lawful, so that over the years, the whole of government has become totally unlawful, and so therefore it cannot function under the original organic law or the Constitution. It can't function there because it's unlawful.
Yeah.
It's not according to the Constitution.
Well, and there was something else that magical that they did. Well, they did the 14th Amendment, the 15th and the 16th Banking Act and all of this other thing. But the thinking behind that the white freeholders, that they had a stake in this, and the people that had a stake in it should make the rules. And I, you know, if you've got long-range projected plans of giving everybody an opinion and giving them choice, well, what is the choice that we've seen a lot of people take? A lot of them today not voluntary because, what, we got 50 million people on food stamps right now? A lot of these people are on food stamps and they don't want to be. But the point is that it wasn't a mechanism, and the government didn't serve as a redistribution center for monies that they took in. You know, this wasn't designed to be a welfare state.
John, you had mentioned the amendments, but there's something very important about those Civil War amendments from Amendment 13 to 16th. They created new powers for Congress, and they amended nothing within the Constitution itself. And if you read each and every one of those from the 13th to the 16th, you'll see that Congress shall have the power. Before, it didn't have the power. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. See, that's a grant of a new power that could not have existed previously. And it's in every one of those amendments.
Well, you know, I mean, the 13th Amendment, I mean, this was pretty clear prior to the Civil War. The people that were titles of nobility, people that wanted to, well, put it plainly, had the power to get over on other people, okay? Yeah. You couldn't do it. You couldn't be an office holder if you were held titles of nobility, a king, a queen, lawyer, whatever. Who are these bills? Who is Obamacare written by? Lawyers for the health care companies.
It would be very unreasonable for an attorney to get into a political position since he could create and amend laws.
You mean like they're doing now?
Like they're doing now. That's why it wouldn't be in there.
All right. Lark, Chris, Chuck, and others, we'll get to your calls right after this break. Hang on. And then I want to get to this information that Peter Neese sent over. We've covered a little bit of it, but we'll do a recap. Folks, you want your country back? Man, I want to live the rest of my life in full measure on my terms, not theirs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait. Use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jim in South Carolina, you're up next, sir.
Yes, John. I'd like to rewind back a little bit to Rod Class.
Okay.
He was in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, or 2 weekends ago, and he was hammered for possession of a concealed firearm. He spent 3 days in jail, 3 hours in interrogation, and they kicked him loose. He's not out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
They kicked him out of there. They put him in solitary confinement because they didn't want him in the general population. They finally put him in the general population. He found out what was going on in there, and he's angry. So he's not done in D.C. yet. And while he was in D.C., they told him that Washington, D.C. was like a different country.
I don't think they really had to tell Rod Class that, or me, or you, or anybody else.
No, but that is what the judges were telling him. And the law enforcement, from the D.C. police to the FBI to the Secret Service, he had them in a three-hour interrogation. And he said it was a three-hour seminar on the law. He was teaching them the law.
Oh, my God.
And their job.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. Oh.
Yeah, it was something. You can hear his explanation of that on Talk Show. It's episode 734, I believe.
Okay. All right.
And it's an hour 55 minutes long.
Okay.
And also, somewhere in there, I think he gives his phone number.
Well, I've got it. Somebody called in with it. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I'm going to get them on the air. I tell you what, this is not the first time that I have seen judges schooled or police officers or the interrogators schooled. I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to do this with an FBI agent after the Murrah building blew up, and they said that, well, we knew about the bombing an hour before it happened. Well, the idiots didn't figure out until they showed up to actually look at the fax identifier in my office that I had not changed the time. And it actually, the fax had gone out to Steve Stockman. He was a congressman out of Texas here an hour after the bombing. But the FBI agent that stuck around, he got schooled. And this man, he damn near broke down in tears after I was done with him.
Well, it's not unusual that they get schooled when they run into somebody like you, I, and Rod. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, Jim, I'm looking for all the good people of this country, all the men that have stood up, that have never quit. I want to see the payback for all of their stick-to-itiveness and all of their faith. And if we keep doing the right thing, good things will happen to us.
I think so. Looks like my 10 angels went for a good cause.
Thanks for your call, Jim.
Yep, bye now.
All right. Oh, gosh. Can I guess it'd be premature to throw a party around right now?
Well, let's prepare for it.
Okay, all right. You know, I've said this before. And I'll probably get arrested one of these days for saying it. But the Finger Lakes up there, the Rockefeller thing, the nice big mansion up there, I want to take that place over and just have one hell of a party and then burn the house down after we're done. Can we do that?
I think we could.
we'll invite bands in. We'll placate to all the different age groups. We'll bring in the swing and the big band era bands, and we'll bring in the rock and roll people, and we'll have kegs and beer and cases of champagne, and we're going to party until we drop. And then we're going to burn the house down. Bring your marshmallows. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
What I'm going to say is going to lead directly to a question for you, Ron, so I hope you'll bear with me. You know, Arnold Toynbee said in International Affairs, 1931, Arnold Toynbee, of course, is a British socialist, a historian, "We are at present working discreetly with all our might to wrest this mysterious force called sovereignty out of the clutches of the local nation states of the world. And all the time, we are denying with our lips what we are doing with our hands." Now, John Adams said in 1814, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." So here's the question for you, Ron. I hold that the real problems that we have, you've heard me say, John, socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery.
Yeah.
Well, we can also say, and I want a confirmation from Ron, that private law combined with private money equals institutionalized slavery for everyone else.
Would you agree with that, Mr. McDonald?
Wholeheartedly, and that's part of the case I'm working on. All of us have fallen under private law. And we're only subject under the general laws, or we have loyalty to the general laws. And this is part of the case, and this is what they've torn from us, is our general laws. And you're going to find, in the future, you're going to find that each man is to be treated equally. If a law applies to doctors, it applies to everyone. But how it's applied is either constitutional or unconstitutional. There's going to be hell to pay for after this is done.
What are we going to do about the Bar Association? They're a criminal protection racket.
In accordance with the case that I have, and it has everyone from Chief Justice Marshall to Justice Story and a lot of huge players in it, the Bar Association cannot exist because it sets up a private class of people subject to private law. and that is against the fabric of the Constitution as it was enacted. So there's a lot. It's the ramifications of this is going all over throughout society.
You mean the long-standing joke, what's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean, a good start? This may become a reality?
It may become a reality.
Oh, please. Yes. Oh, may I live so long. Please. Lark, anything else, sir?
No, I don't want to take any more time up. I'm glad to hear you say that, though, because I don't feel like, you know, I dropped out of the system pretty much in 1994. And I quit engaging in commerce completely in 2005, simply because I started to realize, you know what, I don't like living like a slave. And I'm not going to put up with it. And I don't also like consorting with criminals and zombies.
Well, and when the illusion, Lark, is stripped away that you can no longer operate in that commerce or that dog and pony show that they handed you, reality starts to set in real hard.
Well, Lark, you know what, John? I should have been a very rich man today and very successful and happy. But that was all thwarted at too young of an age, at the age of 52. And I'm 59 now. And I'm kind of damn mad about it all.
Well,
I'm glad to hear what Ron is up to, and I appreciate the content of your program as always.
Well, and I thank you for your contribution to it. Thank you, Lark. You know, folks, you know, how did we envision spending our lives? You know, I've always said before that, you know, by any applicable standard, I should be down in Hawaii right now on a black sand beach sipping little drinks with the umbrellas in them. But when you realize that there is a major problem, and the problem does not let you live your life the way you would like to live it, then something's got to go. You know, if I put as much into a business as I put into this network for profit, I'd be retired. I'd have a nice little bank account, free of their grasp, trust me. But I would be living the life of Riley, and I'd be retired by now. I would have been retired 10 years ago. But that's not what this is about, Ron.
Yeah, John, see, you're a man with principles. That's a rare thing in our society. Very few have principles. Lark has principles. Him and I basically are of the same vein because I could have been rich today. I could have just followed the commercial jurisdiction. I had one of the biggest construction companies in California. I could have done it all, but I understood there was a major problem happening. And that major problem was I tried to see freedom in our society, and I couldn't find it. I was told we were free. But I could not find it.
Oh, well, you know, what does a man have? What does he have to gain if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
Yeah.
People don't even know what their soul is. They don't even know who or and what they are in relation to anything else anymore. They have bought the Madison Avenue tag, hook, line, and sinker, that you got to have the bigger house and the nicer car and the nicer clothes and the you know, the trophy wife on the arm, you know, because that's your measure of success. That's the way the commerce or the commercial world judges you now. And everybody's bought into it. You know, we used to say, you know, quit watching the damn television because Joe Schmo out there that was never going to make it because the deck was stacked against him, quit watching that crap because you're never going to get there. Be satisfied with what you're doing and who you are. Quit having these grand illusions. But this has been this capitalism that the little commies were nice enough to coin that phrase, capitalism. And that's what people subscribe to what we are. We're capitalists. No, I'm not. I'm just an ordinary guy out here living life, looking up at the heavens going, wow. And it's finite. I've got in a short amount of time, I've got to shuffle off this mortal coil. I don't get to stick around. I don't get to take stuff with me. I get to go the way I came in, all by my lonesome. But it matters how I live my life, because if I cannot live my life the way that I feel that it should be lived, then it's not worth living. If you cannot live free and independent, what the hell is it worth? Give me all the baubles and the gold and the riches and the fame and all that crap. It's not going to mean anything to me. Yeah, those principles, they keep getting in the way. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, let me get through these phone calls quickly, and then I want to recap what we've been talking about here today. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, John and Ron.
Hi.
If you like, I can gladly send you Rod Class's 13th-minute version of his D.C. encounter in the private foreign-owned embassy or diplomatic console or whatever else they want to call it, which is private foreign land inside of America.
Do you have it on, what do you have that on?
I am on Rod's list. I just received it. It's a talk show recording. It's already downloaded. I'll just send it to you. It'll come from me. You know who I am.
Okay. Well, all right. Just send it over to johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
You're in my email, John. I just wanted to point out that for Ron, I know he knows this, in Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, we still have two, the first and last clause of the ninth and tenth clauses that incorporate the titles of nobility, the same as it was in the original Code Act preclusions. But further, I would suggest for possibly, if he likes assistance from some of us who study out here a bit, I'm happy to offer that for him, but the judge's bench book is prima facie evidence of conspiracy to violate the rights of Americans. under their Ruel of law, being the red god, the god of Mercury, which is what we call our rule of law. And so it's really very important that we understand the etymology, the words, and the treachery of the words is how they've absolutely tricked us and thrown these masks of confusion and chaos to replace our American form of law with this foreign sea people's legal mercenaries or law merchants, mercenary law of the sea that has supplanted our legal system in America. And this is the foundational problem, is we've let these legal mercenaries infiltrate our lands and take over our government, our offices, our schools, our higher education facilities, our courts, and many other of the corporations, and this turned it into a fascistic, corporatocratic kleptocracy, government by criminals. And if there's anything that we can do to assist, I know there are many of us out here that would love to be involved in reclaiming the republic and the government that the Creator had conceived for us.
Well, Chris, stay tuned, because some of the more persistent, I won't say best minds, but the more persistent ones are working on it. And you know, that again, Ron, you know, boy, that's subjective, isn't it?
Yeah, I am counting on people like Chris. I really am. At the right moment, I'm going to ask for all the help I can get on this.
Well, we would be honored to participate and do. We're all giving all we can right now. I'm trying to help people who are losing their children without any sufficiency of process or fabricated evidence to steal their children into the state inspired
to
convert into human resources.
I guarantee you, Chris, I guarantee you what I have and what I've uncovered under a writ of prohibition into every state. There's some states that won't accept the prohibition. There are other means. But the similar vehicle into every state will undo that, believe me. It'll be a task. You know, we'll have to jump on certain issues individually, but it'll be a task. And the state of California is very blatant about what jurisdiction you're under. If you look at its seal, and the seal is in back of every bench, every court bench in the land, it has the goddess Minerva or Athena, the Roman goddess Minerva, Athena, one and the same goddess, and it is used to enact and enforce every law in this state, and it's the commerce goddess. And when it enacts, it means that you have a false god before you. So think about that. If you're a Christian and you're in California and you follow their laws, you're not following the laws, the general laws. You're following the commercial laws under a false god.
Well, but see, there's a lot of people that will say things, Ron, like, well, a Christian can't serve two masters. Okay, but properly demonstrated what that exactly means and what that entails.
Yeah, well, the Christian has to follow the common law. That developed from the commandments forward. And those are tried and true from immemorial antiquity to be the maxims that are tested and tried and come with the same results each and every time. That's what they're subject to. This quasi-fourth branch of government, administrative law, has no authority, no traceable authority to any of that. And this is what we're under right now.
Absolutely concur. Commerce itself, com means from, of, by, or for, and merce is mercenary from Mercury, which is the war god, the war planet. And like you said, Persephone, Minerva, the bride of Hades, the ruler of the underworld, and all this neither that stands off the capital in the Washington, the District of Criminals, is absolutely a demonic goddess.
Yeah, and it's not by mistake, it's by design.
Absolutely. Thank you for what you're doing, Ron. Thank you, John. Thank RBN for what you're doing. We love you and we appreciate you, and God bless America.
All right, thank you, Chris. Well, you know what? I seriously, I want to get on with this thing, the restoration of this country, and then get on with the serious business of recognizing all the effort and tie one on and have one hell of a hangover the next day.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Let me take these two calls quickly, and then I want to get into this information to make sure that everybody is understanding it. Chuck in Virginia. Hello, Chuck.
Good evening, John. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I hate to distract from what you and Ron are talking about. It's so important, and you're on a roll, and I thank you, gentlemen. But 46 years ago in June 1967, John, we all know what happened to the USS Liberty, and I was thinking about it all weekend, me being a sailor, if you will, in the United States military, and I can't help but think about what was concocted by Johnson and McNamara and how that was pulled off and the subsequent cover-ups that have happened over and over. I pray for those men. I pray for the men that are still alive, that are living with that every day, knowing that they served, you know, this government, if you will, and was basically sacrificed for more war, for more banker conquest, for more land grabbing, for more resource grabbing, for just, those men were cannon fodder. However, you know, they fought brilliantly. They fought valiantly, and they saved that ship from the Captain McGonagall right on down to the last seaman or fireman on that boat. You know, God bless those men.
Yeah, and, that was June 4th of 67?
I think it was June 8th, 9th of 67. Okay. I looked it up on Wikipedia, just to kind of get my date straight, but yeah. I have seen that documentary, The Loss of Liberty, and, you know, like I said, John, being a sailor myself and knowing I've been out there and anything could have happened to me and been covered up as well, you know, I think about those boys. I think about them a lot.
Yeah.
And
you were going to say, Ron?
No, I agree. I was in the Navy, and certainly I understood the implications of that. It's another 9/11.
Yeah, well, and it's unfortunate. And who are our buds and pals that did that? And that has never really been admitted to or brought to light. You know, we're still buds and pals with the good old Israelis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a 1994, John, I had a U.S. Navy retired gentleman tell me when I was a young third class about the Liberty. I looked at him like he must have had five heads. I couldn't believe anything like that would ever happen. And, you know, now knowing what I know and, you know, having the scales peel back from my eyes, it is disheartening. Gerald Salente said it best in his show a couple weeks ago. He said, you know, you can tell people these things and they turn around and ask you, hey, who's playing shortstop for the Yankees?
Yeah, like it just goes over the head. They don't realize the importance of it. You know, you mentioned the Liberty. Well, what was also going on at the time the USS Liberty was attempted to be sunk? They killed 58,000 plus Americans in a war that was never meant to be won against the communists in Vietnam. The war that they're fighting in the Middle East, this is going to be an ongoing thing. It's a perpetual war. They're creating the enemies as they go along. And there will never be the final bullet of the final battle, ever. This is their perpetual war.
Oh, as long as men can make profit from military weapons.
Oh, brother. Don't
I told a fellow chief about the Tuskegee experiment last week while I was TDY, and this chief was looking at me, and I was reading the story of the experiments of the 300-and-something black men that were stuck with syphilis.
Oh,
and he looks at me and he goes, well, did we learn anything from it? And I looked at him, I said, this was murder. This was murdered by the U.S. Public Health Service. And he looks at me like, oh, well, hey, I think the Eagles are playing next weekend, scrimmaging, football season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and those Tuskegee airmen, these are the ones that were flying P-51s. These were the guys that were protecting the bombers, the B-29s.
Ridiculous to think that you can tell somebody that the government was sticking people with syphilis to watch them die, and then they say, hey, did we learn anything?
Yeah, well,
you idiot. This was murder. This was sanctioned murder by an entity, and all you care about is, did we learn something, or, hey, the football game is on?
Yeah.
I mean, Gerald said it best. You can tell these people, hey, you're being robbed and enslaved, and they're like, oh, the ball game's on.
Well, you know, they put a ship manned by black sailors right off the coast of Bikini Island, and then drop the atomic bomb to see what the reaction would be on human flesh.
Yeah. You know, and you know, it's a shame that we've had the culturally deficient join in on the bandwagon of, I know nothing, and I'm going to prove to you how stupid I really am. This has been a slap in the face for every man, no matter what color, that has served and served honorably. I mean, gosh, everything has popped inside out, isn't it? Hey, Chuck, I got to let you go. I appreciate your call, and thanks for reminding us about the USS Liberty. Barry in California. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. Happy Ron Day.
Hey. What's up? What's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, if there was ever a time that we need to work together as a team and as a family, it's now. And, you know, people at work, they call me the conspiracy nut with the tinfoil hat and with this NSA gate that's going on. They're going, what do you think about this? They can, you know, hear us over our phones. They go, what are you talking about? They could do that a long time ago. And you're just talking to me about it? I thought you didn't want to listen to me. You know, I said, they've been doing this for a long, long time, and there's a lot more that you don't even know about. So if you ever want to, you know, talk about it, let me know. But
Barry, I love your approach, the man of mystery. You're saying that I'm a hell of a lot smarter about a lot of things than you are. Give them a little hint and then walk away from them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I do that anyways. But it's just funny how they...
It's just funny how they came up to me when this is going on.
See, this, Barry, this is, I don't know if you've heard the entire show, but see, this is, they say the timing is everything. And this network is at the right place at the right time with the right information. It's just that we were so far ahead of the curve. I have been earmarked as being the grandfather of alternative media. But, you know, everything in its time, and the time is now. You know, now you have the people coming up and asking you. They're asking you because they're inquisitive. They, inquiring minds, want to know. They want to know what you know now. Before, they would just laugh at you and call you a conspiracy nut, and, oh, my God, here he comes. You know, let me see if I can turn my head away and hide my face so I don't have to talk to this guy. It's coming to the point where, at any given turn, people are realizing there's something, a concerted effort that have turned things very badly for the American way of life. And they're now wanting to know. That's why we're here.
Can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go so you can get another call in? It's funny how when you try to talk to family and friends, they won't listen. But if you talk to a stranger that has an open mind, they'll listen. And,
sure.
And that's what's happened to me lately.
Well, Barry, all I can say is keep walking and talking because there's a whole lot of uninformed people out there. Thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it.
You have a great day, and I'm glad you're doing better, John, health-wise.
Yeah, it's my 10th day of not smoking. Did you know that, Ron McDonald?
I knew you quit. I really congratulate you on that. And you're doing it cold turkey, am I correct?
Well, I have not had a cigarette or not even one puff in 10 days.
Wow.
It's killing me! But I'm actually starting to feel a little bit better. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, let me get to this information. And thank you, Peter, for sending this over. The foreign state and public offices, the root is the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, state of emergency, Social Security, the alien registration. Getting into the statutes at large, the treaties, an act to provide for a more efficient government in the rebel states, March 2nd, 1867. Now, the basis of all of this stuff is where the federal government went into the South and overthrew the Southern government. See, there wasn't a Southern government before, so to speak, until the South said, hey, you know, we've got a constitution, we've got a form of government, what the hell are you people doing? And they said, you know what, no more. No mas. So the Southern states got together and we had ourselves a little war over states' rights. Now, they marched in there and overthrew the government, forced them to take on the federal citizenship of the federal government. The northern states, well, they were all cocky. We're the blue bellies. Yeah, we won. They lost. No, y'all lost. Every last one of you. Now, this 14th Amendment deal, it created two different types of citizens. One, a federal citizen, and the other, a state national. The 14th Amendment was passed on July 9th, 1868. And it talks about public offices and has nothing to do with citizens' side of the state. This is the beginning of the separation between federal citizens and national state citizens. What was done intentionally is put the South under a military district. But it was to resolve their state government, or dissolve, I think, the state government and put it under federal territory and federal jurisdiction, to relinquish their sovereignty of the southern states. When they passed that 14th Amendment, the northern states had to come into compliance as well, therefore putting them all into military districts as well. Now, nothing in that 14th Amendment includes the citizens of the states. What it does include is the president, the vice president, the senators, the congress critters, any officer, civil, military, judicial, executive, state, and federal. But it does not state that the citizens themselves are 14th Amendment citizens. It is only that which holds public office. And what did we say? That 13th Amendment that did exist prior to the Civil War, that we had a brand new amendment, 13th Amendment, and that one read, what did that say? Let me go back here and get it verbatim, which seems kind of about everybody has the right and all that other stuff. Well, let me take a look at it. Slavery and involuntary servitude prohibited. That took effect on December 18, 1865. They couldn't even wait for the Reconstruction on that deal. They had to throw that one right out the window. Now, as I said, this was done intentionally to put the South under military rule or district, but it was to resolve their state government and dissolve it, rather, and put it under the federal territory. Now, when 1871 came around, the federal government made a distinction and separated itself from the rest of the country by creating a federal territory, a federal district 10 miles square, naming it the District of Columbia, thereby separating itself from the rest of the country, creating its own entity without the people's comprehension of what it did. I wonder if that's what the interrogators, you know, when the judge said, you know, you're on a whole different territory here. I think Rob Class knew that. So in the beginning, after the Civil War, they created a Reconstruction Act to create federal territories, military districts to run through this country. They went in and relinquished the state sovereignties and placed them under federal citizenship. They created their own federal zone and federal territories. Now, the jurisdiction, they define the area of jurisdiction of the United States, not the District of Columbia. The jurisdiction of the United States is engraved in stone. Now, why is there a distinction? Well, under that Reconstruction Act of 1867, when they placed this country under military district, under that 14th Amendment, when they made all who hold public office 14th Amendment citizens, it's written that way, folks. Let's move to December 26th of 1933. 49 Statute 3097, Treaties 881, Conventions and the Rights and Duties of the States. That means every public office is a foreign state. Our government relinquished its own laws and took on a foreign state status under the Pan-American. They brought us under international law. That is written as well in Congress. December 9, 1945, the International Organization Immunities Act. Our Congress relinquished the public offices over to the UN. Congress wrote the law and the statutes. It's in the congressional record. Now, Title 8, USC, 1481, the moment these people take their oath, they relinquish their national citizenship. It's a requirement. It is the law. Title 22, CFR, their oath comes under 92.12 and 92.30. Title 22 is what? Foreign relations. What does any of this have to do with the Constitution and running of a constitutionally limited republic, folks? What does any of that have to do with it? This treaty that old Hillary Clinton was so hot on, they're acting as if, well, yeah, we can construct treaty that, well, violates the Constitution, but you see we're not paying attention to the Constitution. Because in this great democracy, whatever we can get away with, that's what we'll get away with. And the hell with you. Oh, man. Placing us back under military jurisdiction, placing us under the state of emergency, giving agencies absolute authority and jurisdiction to regulate you when we're proclaiming we're not part of that system. They don't care. You're a citizen of the United States, and you better get over it. This is where the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 comes in, because there is no money, folks. That Federal Reserve note is a means of exchange for something of value. That state of emergency of 1933 stripped you of being able to pay for anything. You understand? Therefore, the state owns everything. The fact that you were born under the Social Security Act shows that there was a dollar amount value placed on you And the alien registration was the means of certificate. And how did they do that? Well, they give you a fingerprint, footprint. Ah, but no, they've even shortcutted that one. Get born in a hospital, you're immediately given what? A so-so security number. Why? That's a voluntary system. That's benefit offered by the government. Can you make that choice when you're 2 minutes old? You weren't meant to make a choice. Now, Ron, the court, you know, if...
It's frustrating, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, no court wants to hear any argument about birth certificates and who owns you. Okay? They don't want to go there.
Yeah.
They really don't. Because what has been constructed here has been by the damn lawyers that prior to the Civil War, you were precluded from even being in office. You couldn't be there. So what do we have now? We have the new democracy written by a bunch of lawyers on whose behalf? Yours? Mine? No. The corporation. Welcome to it. I feel like James Caan in Rollerball, for God's sakes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wilma Daly, by the way, Ron, was writing about the military told not to read about the Obama scandal here, the latest one, by the way, and this unclassified, or maybe it is classified, this information that had to be leaked by a foreign English newspaper. I like the timing on it. But in this article, says, we want to know how and why America has so rapidly come to resemble the totalitarian society described by novelist George Orwell in 1984, one characterized by universal surveillance. It's all exposed in a special issue of Whistleblower magazine titled One Nation Under Surveillance. Big Brother is watching in ways Orwell never dreamed. And I'm reading here, this is the operations center for the Air Force, and this is a memo. 624th Operations Center, priority critical, subject Verizon phone record collection documents may be classified. Executive summary. Similar to events associated with WikiLeaks disclosures in the past 2 years, classified documents associated with news story on the NSA and wiretapping are potentially classified and readily available on the Internet. Users are not to use AFNIP. It's called NIPRNET. And what does that stand for? I'll give you an acronym here in a second. But at any rate, this is the Internet system for the military and the ones they have access to. So it's saying that the Air Force systems to access the Verizon phone records collection and other related news stories because the action could constitute a classified message incident. So in other words, if it's on the Internet and you dial it up and you're military, you could be in trouble. Now, they say the details about this classified documents regarding the Verizon phone record collection and court order have been identified as being hosted on publicly accessible Internet websites, most notably the Guardian news site, and it's all over the place. Viewing and or downloading these documents on Air Force NIPRNET computers could constitute a classified message incident. Therefore, users are not to access these files for any reason, i.e. viewing, downloading, forwarding, etc. Remarks for widest distribution, 624th Operations Center. They put out the word, you people in uniform, we don't want you to know how bad this is. Because, you know, one of these days, you're going to be wearing a little UN beanie or a blue helmet. You're going to be one of the international peacekeepers, and you're going to be asked to use force against the American people. So therefore, we want to keep you cloistered and kept in dung like a mushroom and just grow your ignorance and use you at will. That's pretty much what I read there.
Typical brainwashing.
I'm telling you, that's why I went to great lengths to keep that radio station. I mean, I hung on to it as long as I could because those little cryptic messages went out to the largest military U.S. Army base in the entire world.
And you know, when I was in the military, the thing was marijuana. I mean, we were so brainwashed. When I got out of the service, I went home. Everyone in my family was smoking.
Jesus.
So what do I condemn my family?
At any rate, thank you, Ron McDonald.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
All righty. Dallas, I'm sorry I couldn't get to your call. You didn't call in fast enough. We're out of here. Tomorrow, Andy Huffman, Ranting Auntie, will be with us. So join us for that broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going anywhere. I hope you're not going anywhere. I want to stick around for the party, don't you? Ron, we'll see you next Monday, my friend.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow.